I'm here with Tyler Smith, who does the podcast Battleship Pretension.
That's right, yes.
He's a self-admitted film geek. And you listened to this podcast, you listened to one or two episodes, and you shot me an email, and you tell me what you said in the email. And I had done your podcast before and done one of your shows at a Meltdown Comics and got along great, but really don't know you other than being on your podcast and being on your show. But something about your email made me say, I want to get to know more about this guy because what he said sounds interesting. What did you basically say to me in your email?
Well, I had heard you on Never Not Funny talk about your show, and it sounded so intriguing, and I thought, you know, when you have a podcast, eventually you start to think that every thought you might have is important and people need to hear it. I have two podcasts, and so but I thought, well, you know, a lot of the people that Paul has had on his show have been living with this for a while. I am recently, fairly like in the last 10 months or so, recently diagnosed as depressed, and I had never been that before. I had dealt with certain issues my whole life, but I had never been, I was only officially diagnosed, and I thought maybe that would be a different point of view for your listeners. But then also, something else that I bring to the table is that I am a Christian, and mental illness and depression and melancholy, like, those are things that...
Snap out of it.
Yeah, kind of.
Think about Jesus and snap out of it.
Right.
And it's funny, I'm glad you emailed me, because there is a link between spirituality and being able to get out of depression. So they're not completely wrong, but as I've said on this podcast many times, there is also a physical depression that no amount of therapy and spirituality are going to get you out of. So congratulations that you're getting help. Are you taking antidepressants?
No, I never have. It's something that my wife and I have been talking about because it's been kind of rough lately, like in the last month, last week especially was very, very difficult.
Yeah.
And I'd never, you know,
can I ask you why Do you not want to take antidepressants? Are you afraid to take them?
I'm reluctant to take them.
Okay.
Partially because I've known people who've taken them, and I've seen how difficult it is for them, like, when they go off or when they're prescribed the wrong thing. Mm-hmm. So some of it is, like, I think what I would say is a practical worry. Yeah. And some of it is just, I mean, I'm sure you know this, when you deal with depression and certain melancholy, like, your mind sort of plays tricks on you and says,
oh,
like,
boy, does it.
Says, like, you know, if you take this pill, you're cheating.
Yes.
You need to get yourself out of this. And I don't ascribe this to my parents or anything like that. It's just me where it's like, you know, this is what I told myself. Yeah. You know, antidepressants are like mental steroids. And nobody ever has any sympathy for an athlete who takes steroids.
What are you afraid is going to happen if you start taking them?
Some of it, and this is something that has been coming out in some of my counseling sessions, is that
So you're new to counseling?
No, I've gone to counselors my whole life, and the guy I'm seeing right now, I saw him last summer, and then for financial reasons I had to stop, but I was able to pick it up again probably 6 weeks ago, maybe even eight. But
have you ever been to a psychiatrist, or is this a psychologist?
I believe it's a psychologist.
Okay.
So, I'm not 100%.
Okay, so you've never been to see anyone who could prescribe you antidepressants?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
But it is something, as it happens, maybe one of the reasons that last week was so difficult for me was because I had been without a counselor for 3 weeks because he had paternity leave. Mm-hmm. Like his wife just had a kid. And so I'm going back tomorrow, actually.
Look at the pussy society we live in now. The dude gets paternity leave. What the fuck? I'm sorry. Your wife's sleeping in the other
room. It's all right.
Yeah.
She loves waking up to loud profanity. But it's,
she loves waking up to intolerance. That's, she actually has her radio set to have Rush Limbaugh wake her up, but today I'll have to do.
And so, but it is something I'm going to talk to him about and see if there's something he can recommend.
Right.
And if he thinks it would be a good course of action.
Mm-hmm.
Because, but one of the things that he and I talk about, and something that I would say one of the reasons that I'm reluctant about antidepressants is that as screwed up as what I'm about to say is, and it is, when you have kind of the self-hatred thing going, and it's really all you've had, it's been a major part of who you are for, I'd say, the bulk of your life. And then someone says, you know, if you take this pill, you won't, you may not hate yourself so much anymore. All of a sudden, like, there is part of you that's just like, that is kind of who I am. I'm familiar with it, as terrible as it is, and as much as I